How we doing? So I got a quick minute here, so I figure we could do a little Week 15 preview. I finished up the Broncos Colts game there. I'm sure you weren't really starting anybody besides maybe Frank or Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas had a score there. Good outing for him. Frank Gore had a decent game as well. He went out a little bit in the second half, which is strange for him because he's such a workhorse, but finished the game and had, his solid production there. But yeah, not much else to talk about there. Okay, Brock Osweiler had a good game, but I'm sure nobody was streaming him, so nothing to talk about there. Today's Saturday, so we have the Lions facing the Bears and the Chargers facing the Chiefs. Yeah, in the Lions game, okay, I think it's not the best matchup for that Lions offense considering the Chicago secondary. Like, I think Stafford's a bit of a risky play. He kind of was fighting off an injury last week, but okay, NFC North matchup. You figure there's going to be some points put up. And okay, he threw for almost 500 yards last week, so you like the way the team's playing right now. I'm also considering streaming Eric Ebron. A lot of the analysts have been kind of poo-pooing that idea, but he had a huge game last week. I think he's having a second half year a bit here, and I think his production is going to continue to maintain. It's not a great matchup against the Bears, but I don't know how you kind of just leave him on the waiver wire there after he had 10 catches for almost 100 yards. And I have good tight ends on my team. I have Cameron Brate and Greg Olsen, but Cameron Brate's been, he had the two touchdown game 2 weeks ago, but then last week didn't do shit, and his usage has been going down, hardly getting any targets. And then Greg Olsen didn't do anything, left the game temporary last week. So I don't know if you can really trust him this week. I mean, I think he does get some more looks, and hopefully in the red zone too, but it's really hard to trust. So in my opinion, those two are both flyers. So maybe you're better taking a flyer on a guy that's actually getting the work. I don't think it hurts you so much. So I'm considering playing Ebron in my standard league. And then I have Vernon Davis and Safarian Jenkins in my other league. I think I'm going to roll Vernon Davis out. He did get the touchdown last week, and they just don't really have many weapons there besides Jameson Crowder and Josh Doctson. But they've been inconsistent to say the least. Vernon Davis is continuing to get the targets, so I think he has a bit of a bounce back game here, as well as the Redskins offense as a whole. They had a tough matchup with the Chargers last week. And then speaking of the Chargers, we get the Chargers and the Chiefs there. I think you're rolling out Phillip Rivers. They're just playing so hot, and the Kansas City secondary doesn't scare you so much. Okay, maybe they get Marcus Peters back, but you're not terrified of that matchup. I even picked up Tyrell Williams in my PPR league. Just the deep end of my bench was looking a little weak. Like, I had picked up Wayne Gallman, and I wasn't really loving that pickup. So maybe I can use Tyrell in a Week 16 matchup, or like, I have Juju. If Juju doesn't play, I might roll Tyrell out there. But it's a risky play for sure. Very boom or bust because he doesn't get so much volume, but the targets he does get are big plays. So you just hope that he gets a couple deep balls there. Melvin Gordon, you're playing. Okay, Kansas City's front seven is something to consider there, but you're not terrified, and they use they throw to Gordon out of the backfield. On screenplays, so he's going to get his usage for sure. And then on the Chiefs side, everybody's a bit of a risky play with the exception of maybe Kareem Hunt. And even he's not going to get you big, big usage there. You're hoping for a touchdown. But I'm afraid for anybody to stream Alex Smith or those receivers with the exception of Kelce just because the tight end position is really slim pickings there. So, yeah, anybody else is a risky play. Tyreek Hill, Alex Smith. I'd try and steer clear if you can, and then you're probably rolling out Kelce and Kareem Hunt. That's it for the Saturday matchups. We'll just do a quick 5 minute show here, and then tomorrow we'll preview the Sunday games a bit. But good luck in the playoff matchups today, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Later.